From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Incoming Little Rock School Superintendent Michael Poor met with community members, visited schools, and did media interviews last week. He attempted to reassure people upset over Arkansas Education Commissioner Johnny Key's recent decision to replace Little Rock Superintendent Baker Curris. Poor, who currently heads schools in Bentonville, visited KUAR studios as well. I talked with him about the role of charter schools, the legacy of former Superintendent Curris, and how Poor plans to engage with the community. Here's the rest of our conversation. So Little Rock uses a kind of neighborhood school system, and as we know, neighborhoods in Little Rock have been, over the past few decades, increasingly segregated. Would you support a program that looks at more active ways of integrating schools?
Well, I think that, you know, there's a lot that I have to learn just in terms of the makeup of the schools and their locations, and that's my first step. I think that one of the things that people can usually take a great deal of pride in their schools, and they want their schools to be places that has great facilities and great teachers and great resources. So I think that's probably the most important thing. It doesn't matter who you are, they want great schools. And so I think the first thing to just look at that is just what are we currently doing in terms of our delivery, and is the building operating efficiently? Is it pleasing? And are we doing the right things to support learners? And if that's the case and the academic performance is going, usually that's a thriving school no matter where it's at, and people don't want to be moved from that. So most important thing is to make sure that every school is really doing the things that make a difference for kids and also make parents want to be a part of it.
So as we record this, last night, the Little Rock School District Civic Advisory Committee, which is made up of community leaders, people who are involved in education here, called on State Commissioner Key to be replaced. What do you think about that decision, and what effect do you think it will have on your role going forward? And do you agree with them?
I don't know very much about that advisory committee. I have got to talk to a few of those individuals, and really I hope that I get to talk to all of them at some point about their experiences and what their thoughts are of what we do to move forward. Commissioner Key has been nothing but an asset to me as I've made this transition. And, you know, his targets for me in terms of getting the school district back into local control, being collaborative, and developing world-class career centers, I think those are all things that in general the community would say, yeah, that's right. But, and the but is that no one really trusts that that's really the thing. So, you know, as the superintendent, I've got to go make those actions happen because that best honors the intent of the governor and the commissioner. And that's my intention. But I've gotten great support from the commissioner at this point.
And finally, what do you hope people who are listening to this now will take away from your visit or your approach as you transition into this role?
Well, I hope that, you know, one of the takeaways, and obviously this interview along with other interviews that I'm doing over the course of this week and throughout this day are just a snapshot in time. It's a one-time delivery. More importantly is what happens when, you know, my feet really hit the ground here in Little Rock. I'm going to continue to transition, but I also have a responsibility to finish off the school year in Bentonville. So I'll finish that off, and I'm going to do my very best to make it so that those people say, oh my gosh, I can't, I'm so sad that he's leaving. That's something I have as a target. But I also, every time I come down here, I'm looking forward to engagement. Something that's a next step for me is really getting the opportunity to start to engage with staff, principals, teachers, and classified employees, and starting to have some one-on-one time and talks with them. And I'm hoping to start that very soon. Finally, the thing that I hope that everyone will hold me accountable to and will measure me by is, you know, what impact I have on the 24,000 students that make up this school district and how I'm bringing different parties together to try to make a difference for those 24,000 kids.
All right, Michael Poor, thank you for joining me.
It's been a pleasure, and I really appreciate you taking time. And I hope that the folks that are listening to this program, I hope that the next time that they see me, I'm kind of a recognizable guy because of my bald head and all that, that they see a bald guy walking around that they don't know, maybe come up and shake his hand and introduce yourself to me so that I can hear your story about the school district and what you hope the district moves toward. So thank you so much, Chris.
Michael Poor assumes the role of superintendent of Little Rock Schools on July 1st. You can hear more of our interview at KUAR.org.